There we go. Okay. So today is November 2nd, 2004. And the lesson that we're going to do is ATM lesson number 92. The title of this lesson is From Lying on the Back with Lower Leg on the Other Thigh to Sitting with Crossed Legs. Wordy title. But I turned it up. She had it on. Yeah. So it should be okay. It's getting warmer. I can tell. But I'll turn it up even higher. Okay. So take a moment to sense how you're resting on the floor this morning or whatever time of day it is that you're choosing to do this lesson. And at this point, how do you do a body scan for yourself? Where's your attention drawn to? And now go ahead and bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing, and you're going to put your right mid leg now. That's the area in between your knee and your ankle. You're going to put that right mid leg to rest on the left knee, or the area right below the left knee. So your right knee and foot needs to be parallel towards your face. Okay? Parallel. Align. Okay? So listen again. Your right, the right leg between the knee and the ankle, the midway between, rests on the left knee. And you want to work towards the right knee and the right ankle being in a line. So if your knee is pointing towards the chest and your foot away, and see, this is closer to your ankle. I'm going to try to do that. And now, I'll work on pushing this away. Okay. Good. So that's your starting position. So throughout the lesson, everybody be very, very clear. What we did last week is we placed the ankle to rest by the knee. But now we're placing more the middle area in between your right knee and your ankle. So if you're close to your ankle, Falk, move, that's it. The middle part of your lower leg. And if you're not sure, open your eyes and look. So it's where the middle part of your calf is, right? Okay. Good. Interlace your hands and place them underneath your head. Notice which way you interlace your hands. And the hands should be behind the head, not the neck, but your head. And we've done this before where you create a hammock. In a sense, I call it a hammock with your two hands and your elbows, so your elbows fold towards the ceiling. And just do a couple of movements here to start with of just lifting your head and the shoulder girdle area away from the floor, thinking of directing your face towards that middle part of your right leg. Feel how the ribs and your sternum along your front side need to be soft and fold. And whatever visualization you would like to use will help. So if you can begin to think of the bones folding, that there is structure inside of you that has some type of give instead of rock hard, that will help a lot. Because the ribs are attached to the sternum by cartilage. And the cartilage is very foldable, bendable. I'm trying to think of a substance that it's like. Probably like Play-Doh or something like that. Play-Doh that you can bend and move. That's it. Good. Now this next time what you're going to do is you're going to lift the legs and bring the legs towards your face. So that means that the left foot can come away from the floor. So the left leg is supporting the right. There's no work involved with the right leg. So just think of lifting the left knee and bringing the left knee up towards your chest. And at the same time, you can lift your head. So you could imagine that as you lift your head and as you lift the left knee, that they were going to come towards each other and touch. Your nose would first touch the middle part of your right leg, and then the knee is right behind there. Good. So you fold and you unfold. What part of your back and spine presses into the floor as you do this? Good. Pause and let it rest. So that means you can lower your hands, your legs. Good. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And once again, place the right part of the middle part of the calf to rest on the left knee. So we're just going to continue with this situation with the right on the left for a while. And now with your left hand, reach down with your left hand to get a hold of the right foot. And you come underneath the sole, so your fingertips wrap around the outer edge of the foot. So you end up turning the sole of the right foot more towards your face. And have your thumb with the rest of the fingers. Okay? And now place your right hand behind your head. And in this position, you're going to lift and lengthen the right leg up towards your head and lift your head at the same time. Your left leg does remain standing. So your left leg stays standing on the floor in a way it stabilizes you. And you use the left hand to lengthen the right leg. In a way, it goes up towards the ceiling. And you lift your head with your right hand at the same time. So you end up folding in a little different location, don't you, in your back. It's higher up in the thoracic part of your spine. Notice how you're breathing, and do you lift on the inhale or the exhale? And as we've learned in previous lessons, if you lift on the exhale, it's a lot easier for your ribs to fold and soften. Now, just pause for a moment so that you rest the left or the right leg, excuse me, on the left, and you're just going to change the arms. So that means you're going to place the left hand behind your head, and you're going to reach across your stomach area, across your body with the right hand to get a hold of the right foot, and you end up coming over the top this time of the foot. Please keep your thumb with the rest of the fingers. So it's like a monkey grip. That's it. Your left foot and leg remains in the standing position, and now you lift and lengthen the right leg as you lift your head. Just notice, is it easier for you to use the right hand to lengthen the leg, or was it easier to use the left hand? Again, think of folding as you exhale. Good. Very nice. And let it go. Take a rest on your back. Good. Let's bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And now we're going to do all the same things that we just did with the other side. So that means we're going to lift the left leg And there's that area in between the left ankle and left knee where the mid part of the calf is that will rest on the right knee. So your right foot stays standing this time. And we began by interlacing the hands behind your head, and this time try the non-habitual way. And first, just lifting the head and folding the chest, seeing if you can get the shoulder girdle area, that's it, Kristen, off the floor. Again, use whatever type of visualization you need to emphasize the folding and softening of your ribs. The easier that your ribs can fold and soften and bend, the easier it is for the rest of yourself to move and function. Excellent. Now, maintaining this left leg resting on the right knee, you now lift the right leg, bringing it up towards your chest. That means your right foot comes away from the floor. And it's as if your right knee and your nose were going to touch. So you continue to lift your head with both hands. Some of you need to use one hand to support the legs coming up. That's absolutely fine. Feel what part of your mid to lower back now is the midpoint, where all the pressure goes to fold now that you're bringing the legs up as well. Very nice. Good. And again, pause and rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. Place that left part of the calf, right, on the right knee area. Reach down with your right hand to get a hold of the left foot. Again, you come under the sole of the foot. Your thumb is with the rest of the fingers, and now your left hand is behind your head. And you lift your head, and at the same time, you're using your right hand arm to lengthen the left leg up towards the ceiling. This is a wonderful movement to do for lengthening what we think of as our hamstrings, the buttocks area. And the length comes from the folding in the back, the folding of the trunk and the torso. That's it. So you lengthen and then you fold back down and you lengthen. See if you can actually allow the left leg to almost become long. Now remember, the right leg stays standing. It does no longer lift into the air. So you keep that right foot as your stability. Excellent. Good. Now pause for a moment just to change over the hands and the arms. So that means you would place your right hand behind your head. Again, it's behind your head, not your neck, but the head. And your left hand and arm comes across your midline to get a hold of the left foot from over the top. And you would, ultimately, we would like you to keep your thumb with the rest of your fingers. Beautiful. And now in this configuration, begin to lift and lengthen the left leg. Lift your head. We've done this type of movement in previous lessons. Remember when we alternated the knee and the elbow, right? So as you lengthen that left leg, you could bring the left elbow to the outside and the inside. We've done that before. So many of the movements in this lesson we have done in previous lessons. And notice how you're breathing. Are you lifting more continuously now on your exhale? Okay. Nice. And everybody take a rest on your back. Bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing. And this time you're going to keep the left leg as the standing leg. You cross the right lower leg onto the left. Again, it's the middle part of your right leg, somewhere in the middle where the calf is. That's it. And you're going to keep your right arm down along your side with the palm down. We've done this again before. So the elbow should be slightly bent out away from you. That's it. And you reach down with your left hand to get a hold of the right foot. You come under the sole of the foot, the fingers, and you reach to the outside. That's it. Good. Good. And now in this position, begin to, at the same time, lift and lower the right leg over to the right. So it means you lift the foot up, but you also lower the right knee to the outside to bring weight onto your right hand. So, again, let me repeat it. It's a little confusing. You use the left hand to lift the right foot, and as you do so, the right knee comes to the outside of the right side, and you bring weight onto your right hand. That's it. And again, with your left leg stays standing, but the pelvis is capable of differentiating from the hip joint. So your pelvis, your spine, everything rolls to the right, but the left knee stays directed towards the ceiling. That's it. Your head goes along with it. So eventually you want to be able to lift your head up to sitting. So, what you do is, again, you tilt the right knee to the outside of your right side, and now you start to use that right foot to pull the left arm. So you bring weight onto the right forearm, your head lifts. That's it, Susie. And eventually, your left knee can tilt down, that's right, to the inside for right now, to come to sitting. You're doing great, Kristen. So first take the right knee over to the right. Feel how that pulls the left arm across your body. You bring weight onto the right arm, particularly the forearm. Lift your head and come up to sitting. Good. And reverse it. Now, what's really important is that you learn to bring weight onto the right elbow to palm, because the only way that your head can lift up is that the right shoulder has to lift too. If you keep the right shoulder down, you can't use also the right arm, nor can you lift the head. So, okay, but see, now you're lying on the shoulder. You can't lift it, can you? So go back. And you can't have this arm out to the side. It needs to be more like here. And you need to think from here down. So lift your head sooner. Okay? Bring your right knee over to your side. You're doing great. Now lift your head now. Up. There you go. And now use this part of your arm and hand. Press, press, press here. There. You did it. Mm-hmm. And now go back down. Bravery. You know who was really brave? Two people. Women. Pocahontas and Mulan. Think of them.
Think of Pocahontas.
Huh?
You mean about doing this? Think of them.
Of bravery. Many times in this work, it takes sheer bravery to move beyond the unknown. Okay, again, right knee to the outside. Lift the head now. Don't delay. So that you see if you lift up here.
Okay, hold on.
There. And then go back down. Excellent. Okay. So everybody just try it one more time. Even those of you who think that, you know, there's a level in which we get cocky because something becomes easy. No, it's true. There's all these different levels. So challenge yourself to... That's it. Okay. Rest on your back. Okay, please bend your knees again. And this time we're going to just do the other side, change the configuration. So that means the middle part of the left calf, the left lower leg, rests on the right knee. You reach down with your right hand and come from under the sole of the foot to get a hold of the foot. All the fingers together, including the thumb. And your left hand is down along the side of your body, palm down. So the beginning part of the movement is that the left knee will go to the outside of the left, which will pull on your right arm. And there's a moment you need to lift the head right away so that you don't weight bear down onto your left shoulder. If you come too far over to the left, you won't be able to lift up the shoulder. There should be no weight bearing on the left shoulder. The weight bearing is on the left forearm. So it's really kind of a diagonal movement. There's a timing where you have to lift the head sooner than the left knee touching the ground. So as the left knee goes to the left, when it's moved a few inches, lift the head, lift the shoulder. Okay. Ready?
Okay.
Now lift the head up, up, up. So again, if you ever come to roll onto your shoulders, there's absolutely no way to come up to sitting. So rolling too far to the left inhibits the whole idea of the movement. So you really have to lift the head immediately as you start to take the knee to the left so that you bring weight onto the forearm. The forearm is very, very strong. And you go back down. You know the story of Pocahontas mm-hmm. and Mulan. Mm-hmm.
Why can't I?
Up. Good. And rest on your back. So I know some of this feels quite familiar, but it's going to start to take a different direction now, this lesson. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Go back to the right lower leg now resting onto the left knee. That's it. And now with both hands, get a hold of your right foot. So that means the left hand comes underneath and the right hand reaches over the top. That's it. You can even interlace the fingers if you want. It may be easier, though, just to hold the foot, I think. You can try both ways. And now from this position, you're going to lift the left leg so that you swing the legs up towards your head, and then you swing them forward to come up to sitting. So you can either, again, interlace the fingers Or you can have just the hands wrapping around the foot. That's it. So you have to lift the left knee and the left foot, bring it over you. I don't care if you don't do it. Today's the day. Try it. Okay, get a hold of this foot. There. And now lift this into the air so you get some momentum. That's it. Keep this on top. Keep this up here. That's it. Go back down. Could you get the other hand over there? Thank you. I got you.
Okay.
There. Now get a hold of the leg. Get a hold of it. Both hands. I've got you back here. Take your head forward. Round. You got to hold on to the leg to have stability. That's it. Even if you want to do the knee, that's it. But you got to let this back round. Round. You're not letting it round. You're holding it here. Push this part into my hand. Right here. Push. You're not pushing. There. That's better. There. Good. Okay. And try the other way now. The other leg. So it means put the left leg onto the right knee. Okay. Reach with both hands to get a hold of the foot. And again, you can try interlacing the hands or just holding the foot. So you're holding the left foot with both hands. And then you lift the right knee, lift the lower leg, and swing yourself up to sitting and roll back onto your back. Do it several times. Really allow your back to become so round, like a ball. The more that your spine is like a ball, the easier it is to roll up. Okay, lift the other leg into the air. There you go. Don't let go, because that makes it so hard on me. You're gonna, okay. Look at it this way. You're going to hurt me.
Okay.
So you have to just trust me. Because it's going to hurt me. You just have to trust me. Okay? Was that hard? Okay, round yourself. Round. Round. Okay. Do not do that. You're going to hurt me. There. That's my weapon.
Okay.
As long as she thinks of hurting me, she'll listen to me. Okay, ready? Lift that leg into the air. Up, foot up to the ceiling, and swing. And back.
Can you have me?
Yes. Okay. Does a cat have a tail?
I feel like you don't have me.
No, because you're not letting go. There. Okay. You're holding yourself. There.
Okay.
You let go and trust me. I'm right here. One, two, three. And round back. Weight into my hands. There. Beautiful. And one more time. For good measure, right? What they say. One, two, three. Up. And come back into my hands.
Okay.
And rest. Okay, everybody rest. Okay, short rest. Bend your knees. Bring your feet to standing. Cross the right leg onto the left. So again, it's the mid part of the right calf resting above the left knee. And now you're going to catch the right foot with your right hand. So reach across yourself. Okay? Come over the top of the foot with all the fingers. That's it. Your left hand now is down along your side. Okay? And we're going to roll now to the left to come up to sitting. So you now bring the right leg over to the left. Right? And you need to lean on the left forearm and lift your head to come up to sitting. And what happens with the left foot is the left foot starts to bend under towards your right buttocks. That's it, Susie. Excellent. And you go back down. So again, keep that arm more this way. When you bring it out this way, you block your shoulder. Okay? So remember, the head needs to lift right away. Up. There. I got you. That's it. And once again, you pull across yourself and come up, and that left leg now folds under you. Right? And go back. Do it again. I'm sorry, I think I stepped on a hair. You have 2 billion of them.
Sorry.
That's it. Now, come back onto your back and just change over the leg. So that means the left calf area, the mid part of the left lower leg, is resting on your right knee. You reach across yourself with the left arm and come over the top of the left foot with all the fingers. Your right arm is now down along your side, palm down. If you put your arm too much out to the side, Susie, that's too far out to the side. Where is along your side? There you go. Now, you start to direct your left foot over to the right. Instantly lift your head and let your right knee come to the right. And the right foot, no, you're doing fine. The right foot folds underneath the left buttocks. Beautiful. Back better location. You're learning to feel. Ready? Go. That's it. I'm right here. Sink into my hands. There you go. You see, the more you're rounding, the easier it is. Mm-hmm. Letting that mid back just round, round, like a ball. Round. And it takes repetition. Excellent. Okay, and rest on your back. Takes lots of repetition. My daughter Mia just learned how to do her first walk over and then reverse it. It's a walk over. It's called a, isn't it, Kristen? A walk over. So you place the hands down, your legs flip over into a bridge, and then you reverse it. You bring the legs back over. And she listens to me. She was struggling, and I said to her, just let your head and eyes look a little bit more towards your heels, and the leg will pop over. And that's all it took. And, of course, just like a child, she just kept on doing it and doing it and doing it. And it took about 20 times, and now it's just... But yesterday was her first day. But it's interesting how the where the neck and the head is, right, promoted the pelvis and the legs to become lighter to come back over. Okay, bend your legs. Bring your feet to standing. Put the right on the left. And now you get a hold of the right foot with the left hand. We did this before. So come underneath the foot. That's it. That's it. And now place your right hand underneath your head. Okay? And just go back to lifting up the right leg, lifting up your head. And now see if your right knee and your nose and your mouth, you could almost kiss your right knee. What would it take to kiss your right knee? That's it. And actually kiss your knee. That's it. Very nice. Good. Okay. And let it go and rest. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Place the left lower leg onto the right knee. Reach down with the right hand. Come underneath the sole of the foot. And your left hand is behind your head. The same time as lifting your head, you lift and lengthen the left leg with the use of the right hand. Keep your right leg standing. That's it, Susie. It doesn't leave the floor. And can you lengthen the left leg enough and lift your head that you can kiss your knee? So you really have to allow the mid-back to soften, to fold, to round. Good. And let it go. Once again, take a rest on your back. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Place your left lower leg onto the right knee, again in the middle. Reach with both hands now to get a hold of your left foot. So it means that the right hand comes underneath and the left hand on top. Again, just hold it. If you feel like interlacing, that's okay, or hold it. Now you're going to lift your right leg up into the air as we did earlier and swing to come up to sitting. But as you do the swinging, your right leg will slide underneath your left buttock. So you come to sitting onto your right foot. Okay? That's it. So as you swing up, the leg doesn't stay straight, Susie. It bends. That's it, underneath to sit. It's okay. That's it. Okay? So you swing up, so you lift the right leg into the air and you use the momentum and then you fold it underneath yourself, fold it towards the left buttocks, there, to sit cross-legged, which was at one time called Indian style, but now crisscross applesauce. I don't get the applesauce, but whatever. The crisscross I get. Okay. And go back. Reverse it. Reverse it by letting the head hang into the chest and the sternum, round your back. Yes, you're not. You've got to let your neck go. If you just, I'm like a hammock for you.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And lift that right leg. Swing it. Let it swing. Fold it under. Excellent. And let's go back right away. I got you. Fold. And up. And let your head go. Sink into me. That's it. Beautiful. Sink. Excellent. And one more time. Ready? Mm-hmm. And up. That's it. And down. Okay. Good. And everybody, let it go. Rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and I believe we'll put the right lower leg onto the left. We reach across to get a hold of the right foot with both hands, right? So the left leg is standing. And you start by swinging yourself with the left leg, but remember now you'll fold the left lower leg underneath towards the right buttocks. And it can be very different between the two sides. Tells you a lot about what's going on inside the pelvic buttock, deep hip area. Up and fold that leg under and let it go around. Let your neck go into my hands. There. Let your back. That was very good. Fold. And up. If you just try this, everybody, try to make your back stiff like a board and try to go back. Feel the terror and the pain it creates. So if you keep your back rigid, it hurts. It's meant to fold and round. So go ahead, round. Feel my hands. They're right here. Round like a ball. And up like a ball. Balls roll, right? The spine can round enough. That's it. Round. You're okay.
Okay.
I gotcha. It's okay. Ready?
Are you going out again or are you going all the way down?
What would you like? Okay. All the way down? Okay. Down, but let your head go. There you go. And rest. When we prevent ourselves from doing what is natural to do, we inhibit it. That's when we usually hurt ourselves. Now, you can use whatever way we've done this morning to come up to sitting. So if you want to put the right lower leg on the left knee or the left on the right, grab a hold of the foot and swing yourself up to sitting. And once you're up to sitting, then you'll go ahead and straighten your legs. Or you can roll to one of the sides. Excellent, Kristen. You can press that forearm and excellent. Sure you can. Well, you get stuck. Okay, so everybody come up to sitting. Lift your head sooner. There. Good. And legs straight out in front of you. And you can lean on your hands to the side of you. Okay? It's best to orientate the fingers slightly forward so your elbows can bend. That's it. And now start to bend your right knee out to the side so that the sole of your right foot comes in towards your left knee, and then straighten it again. That's it. So can you bring the right sole of your foot all the way up to the left knee? That's it. And back out again. And is it possible to do this with keeping your right knee on the floor, on the ground? Yeah. So why does the knee have to lift? So if you need to, you can roll and put more weight onto your right hip joint and your right hand. That's it, Susie. Spread your hands a little further away from your pelvis. So what does it take to keep that knee to the outside and bring the foot up? That's it. And straighten it again. That's it. Do whatever it takes so that as you slide the right foot and sole up to the left knee, that right knee stays to the outside. So you're able to, that's it. So exactly, you can lift the left side of the pelvis. Now keep the sole up there and keep your right knee on the floor. As you're doing, that's great, Kristen. And can you now pivot your pelvis, roll it back a little bit and then lift it a little bit more? Can you figure out what needs to happen in the right pelvis? So as your left hip joint is up and pelvis, let it go back down. Figure out, but don't let that come up. That's it. So now you can do it. What was keeping you from doing it before? You see? Very nice, Kristen. This would be a very good movement for you to do at home. Good. Come back to straightening the legs. And now we'll do the exact same thing with the left leg. So you start to bend the left sole of the foot to bring it up towards the right knee, the inside of the knee, but you want to keep the left knee on the ground. So if you need to weight bear more onto the left hand, if you need to lift the right hip joint, whatever it takes to keep the left knee on the ground. That's it. And once you're over there, stay there. And if you need to oscillate by lifting up the right buttocks more, and then see if you can lower it back a little bit, whatever it takes to figure out how to make it possible that left knee can stay out there. Good. Now straighten the left leg. That seems easier for everybody. And now this next time, as you bring the left sole of the foot up, keeping the left knee bent out to the side on the floor, just bring then the left foot to rest up above the right knee. So the very last moment, the foot lifts up and goes onto the knee. That's it. Good. You can use your hand if you want, but there's a way to do it without using your hand. That's it. That's it. There's a timing. So as you're folding the leg up, it just swoops up. Good. Good. And again, if you need to rock your pelvis left and right to bring that knee down, excellent. Good. Now do that same movement again. So you start by having the legs long. You bend the left leg, you swoop the left ankle on top of the right knee, and then bring the right foot underneath the left knee. That's it. That's it, Susie. Good. Do you ever sit crisscross applesauce? Today you can't hate it. Is it like torture? Okay, so Kristen, find a way. So bring all your weight onto your right hip joint, the other hip. But don't take the left ankle off. Leave the left ankle on, and now roll onto the right hip joint and swing the right foot up. Like this. And let this come down. Oh, there. Good. Continue to reverse it. Straighten out and do it again, please. And then we'll change over the legs. But again, you start with the left. You bend it up, and as it's bending up, it just swoops up and comes on top of the right knee. And at the same time, excellent, Kristen, you fold the right leg underneath the left. And all of a sudden, you're into crisscross applesauce. Good. Okay, let's change the legs, and then we'll take a real good rest after this, okay? So straighten the legs. Just pause for a moment in sitting. Straighten the legs and start with the right leg. So the right lower leg bends, and all of a sudden the right ankle pops on top of the left knee, and at the same time the left foot folds underneath to the right buttocks. That's it. Excellent. Excellent. You're doing it. Doing excellent. This is one of the most useful positions and movements to stretch out. The muscles get very twisted deep inside our buttocks area, and there's 8 different muscle groups in there. So it really can, you know, keep the hip joint from being free. The next level is to be able to put both feet, both ankles on top of the knees. Next lifetime. When you come back as Mulan. Good, Kristen. And then what you can do is just, even if you put your hands to the side, is practice rocking. The rocking along the buttocks and the pelvis, it helps to start loosen and stretch out those muscles that are so tight. Yeah. This is excellent for you, because the more that you do that and it starts to stretch out, the freer these legs are going to feel. Good. Okay. Excellent. And go back onto your back. And take a moment to observe how you feel resting on your back now. And notice if there's any kind of different or unusual feelings that you might have inside the buttocks and hip joint area. I mean, it may feel even fatigued or tired, as if something really got worked. And often that feeling can be that things have just released. Things are stretching out. So it feels like work, but it's actually a release. It's a letting go. And there can be a lot of exhaustion when muscles release. So just observe how the space behind your knees is and how the calves and the ankles are resting on the floor. Roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. See how that's changed just from all this organization we've done through the rest of the self. Good. And now think for a minute of one of the ways that you could use that we've learned so many ways now of how to come up to sitting and then standing. You can swing the legs over you, you can cross one ankle on top of the other, you can go to the side, you can do the crisscross sitting, or you can sit with one leg bent behind the other. Excellent, good. And once you're to sitting, you bring yourself up to standing and really bring your awareness and observation into how you feel standing in the hip joints, how soft your feet are now on the floor. How loosey-goosey it feels in the buttocks area when you walk now. Good. How light your legs can feel now. It's pretty effortless to move them in walking when it's free, deep in that buttocks area, hip joint. Okay, you all did very well today. You're all doing excellent with all this stuff. Oh, that's okay.
So I took it easy.
It's okay. So practice some of this for the next week.